T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Well, there's a big fundraiser set for tomorrow night for St. Barnabas. We all know St. Barnabas Health System. It's a big fundraiser, maybe their biggest of the year. It is an event that had been in the works for some time when they reached out and invited their keynote speaker. Well, it turns out that keynote speaker is Jeanine Pirro, and she is a commentator for Fox News. And since the invitation was extended, she said some things that were considered controversial. Well, St. Barnabas appears to be going ahead with the fundraiser. We did reach out to them today with no response, but what they're going to find tomorrow night is a protest right outside of the fundraiser. Saftar Khwaja, and I am so hoping that I did your name justice, is the president of the Pittsburgh chapter of the Council on American Islamic Relations. Welcome to the show.
Thank you. Thanks for the invite.
And did I do your name justice?
Khwaja. You were very, very close.
Very close. Okay.
Thank you.
Indeed. So tell
Thanks
me.
Thanks for being sensitive.
Indeed. So you're planning a protest tomorrow night in large part because after the controversial comments, you had hoped that they would change their mind?
Yes. We talked to a few people at St. Barnabas. We laid out our case in front of them, but there was no response. They chose to do absolutely nothing.
And so for the sake of our viewers, this has been not just only a local controversy, but it's been a national controversy as well.
Yes, absolutely. The reason why we are protesting, and there are 8 or 9 local diverse groups of activists who are joining in the protests, is because of hate speech, violent speech, violence-inciting speech on the air, which is un-American, which we should not accept in our civilized society. We cannot have false propaganda against citizens who are law-abiding, who are honorable, just like anyone else,
mm-hmm.
be broadcast such that people should hate them, want to hurt them, and divide our people. This is horrible. So this kind of discourse on the airwaves and on cable TV needs to be discouraged. And so that is why we are protesting that we cannot accept this kind of hate speech.
Now, for those of you listeners who aren't exactly sure what we're talking about, so she has a show on Fox called Justice with Judge Jeanine. And during a show back in March, she asked one of the new U.S. representatives, Ilhan Omar of Minnesota, who does wear a hijab, a traditional covering worn by Muslim women. And the question to her was, is her adherence to this Islamic doctrine indicative of her adherence to Sharia law, which in itself is anti-ethical to the United States Constitution? Now, Fox, in turn, did condemn her, pulled her show off the air, but that's not enough. Is that what?
Yeah, she was off only for 2 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
This false propaganda against so-called Sharia is also a big disservice for Muslims who live here, who are U.S. citizens, U.S. residents. Sharia is U.S. law. That is by faith and by doctrine. Wherever you live, the law of the land is your Sharia. Sharia means the straight path, the right path.
Mm, okay.
So to broadcast that some nonsensical activities and criminal activities going on in other parts of the world are part of Muslim doctrine is absolutely nonsensical. And to generate hate based on that, and this Ilhan Omar incident was just one of a series of things that have been going on. This is not new, and this is not just one event. She has been against all marginalized communities. She has expressed uh, you know, serious suspicions about Hispanics, about people of color, you name it, about the LGBTQ community. So this kind of hate speech, in broad terms, is not something that we should have our children be exposed to, our civilized citizens be exposed to. We need to bring our discourse on the airwaves to civility and not name-calling and yelling and screaming at each other.
Indeed.
That is not what we should encourage. And that is the basic reason why there's 9 total groups who will be part of this protest.
Okay. All right. And it's going to happen. Talk me through those logistics.
Protesting.
Yeah. Talk me through those logistics of the protest.
Well, we have a number of groups, including the Pennsylvania Interfaith Impact Network, who will be there. We have Jewish Voice for Peace, who will be there. We'll have the Thomas Merton Center. We will have Bend the Arc. We will have Casa San Jose. We'll have the Asian Pacific American Labor Alliance. We'll have the Islamic Center of Pittsburgh. And we will have the Veterans for Peace Western Pennsylvania Chapter. As part of the protest.
As part of the protest. And that's going to all happen at the Pittsburgh Marriott North in Cranberry. They're going to organize around 5:30 p.m. And again, we did reach out to St. Barnabas for a comment, a reaction, or a written statement. We're still waiting to get something back. So if we get it, we will share it. Thanks so much for joining us today. Good luck tomorrow. I hope you get your point across.
Yeah, thank you. And I appreciate the opportunity.
Indeed.
May we all have peace.
Indeed.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.